Radio podcast. Welcome to Smoke News Radio 2020 with your host, Jason Brodsky.
Hello. Thank you. You've tuned in to Smoke News Radio, episode 81, with your host, Jason Brodsky. Today, we're going to start from FT.LK, Sri Lanka could overcome the recession by legalizing and exporting medical cannabis. By Rajesh Bajara. Minister of Trade, Dr. Bandula Gunawardene, has been convinced by some experts about the global demand for medical cannabis, and he commented to the media cannabis export could overcome country's recession and pay off the foreign debts by 2025. Why shouldn't we take the great opportunity to overcome the deep recession and relieve our long-suffered nation with enormous economic hardships? By the end of August 2020, total external debt of the government was $35.3 billion. Quoted, Sri Lanka is making arrangements to repay or roll over $6,865 million of foreign debt in 2021, says co-cabinet spokesman Mr. Udaye Gumanpila. Cannabis, well known in Asia as ganja and in the West as marijuana, has been classified globally as a harmful drug until recently, mainly because of the legislations passed by our colonial masters for their own advantages. For example, cannabis, famously known as ganja or kansa in Sri Lanka, have been used as a medicine to cure numerous illnesses and for many other purposes in ancient Asia, including Sri Lanka, such as for food, textiles, recreation, and even for sexual stimulation. But they were banned by the British governors to generate huge income for the British Empire with alcohol and opium. But recent research in the West discovered the health benefits of marijuana and has been legalized in almost all developed countries across the globe for both medicinal use and recreational purposes, as it is least harmful compared to tobacco and alcohol. Cannabis is an essential ingredient in many Ayurvedic medicines, and Sri Lankan Ayurveda experts have demanded that the government to legalize cannabis because of the significant health benefits. They say smoking cannabis does not have a bad effect on the human body. It has been discovered the CBD oil extracted from cannabis plant can cure some rare form of diseases. On June 2018, the United States Food and Drug Administration approved Epidiolex, a CBD oral solution for the treatment of seizures associated with two rare and severe forms of epilepsy, Lennox-Gastaut syndrome and Dravet syndrome, in patients 2 years of age and older. This is the first FDA-approved drug that contains a purified drug substance derived from marijuana. It is also the first FDA approval of a drug for the treatment of patients with Dravet syndrome. CBD cannabidiol is a chemical component of the cannabis sativa plant, more commonly known as marijuana. However, CBD does not cause high intoxication or euphoria, the high that comes from THC tetrahydrocannabinol. Some research also suggests drugs containing cannabinol may be helpful in treating vomiting associated with cancer, chemotherapy, and loss of appetite, and weight loss associated with HIV/AIDS. In addition, some evidence suggests modest benefits of cannabis or cannabinol for chronic pain and multiple sclerosis symptoms. CBD is a chemical that impacts the brain, making it function better without giving it a high, along with THC, which has pain-relieving properties. Both substances can be extracted and enhanced for use through short-path distillation. According to Ayurvedic experts, people in Asia have discovered the benefits of cannabis from primitive ages. The oldest known written record on cannabis use comes from the Chinese Emperor Shen Nung in 2727 BC. Ancient Greeks and Romans were also familiar with cannabis, while in the Middle East, use spread throughout the Islamic Empire to North Africa. In 1548, cannabis spread to the Western Hemisphere, where Spaniards imported it to Chile for its fiber. In North America, cannabis in the form of hemp was grown on many plantations for use in rope, sail, clothing, and paper. The history of cannabis cultivation in America dates back to the early colonialists who grew hemp for textiles and rope. Despite all the facts and amazing benefits, cannabis cultivation in Sri Lanka has been a criminal offense since the colonial era, and police special task force and the security forces have been ordered to destroy them to increase government income through legal alcohol and tobacco. Unfortunately, it was the strategy used by our colonial rulers. According to the campaigners and the experts who contributed to legalized marijuana in the West, including Canada, the United States of America, Europe, and the United Kingdom, one of the major products multiple companies are willing to buy from Sri Lanka is medicinal cannabis in the form of CBD oil and hemp powder. The demand for this product has been increased fourfold in the last year. There is a massive demand for medical cannabis on an industrial scale from all over the world, including Europe, the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, and Canada. The cold countries, those that have legalized cannabis, such as Canada and the United Kingdom, allow farmers to grow them in greenhouses, but the products do not contain sufficient compounds, chemical substances required to produce high-quality CBD products required for medicines. For example, the CBD oils, which have been introduced to the market, ranging from 2.5%, 250 milligram, to 10%, 1,000 milligram strength, greenhouse-grown cannabis products usually do not require strength, and the quality, therefore, naturally grown products would be more attractive in the market. Liter of these variants can range from $800 to $2,000 in the global market. Cannabis grown in natural sunlight and weather conditions is the best variety for medicinal use. Currently, one of the main suppliers is California because they have favorable weather to grow cannabis. Cannabis generates over 11 billion per annum for the local economy in California, and it can be easily replicated in the Sri Lankan market. Cannabis can also be used to produce value-added products such as confectionery. This product can be mixed with confectionery products such as biscuits, chocolates, ice creams, and many other healthy treats. Drinks, leaf powder, hemp powder, seed powder after oil extraction, and CBD oil can be used in energy drinks and various other soft drinks. Hemp powder, rich source of protein that is used for vegan alternative to dairy milk, proteins, and the byproduct of the oil extraction can be used as an additional income for manufacturers, and supplements, developing capsules and tablets using oil and leaf powder, and beauty products, CBD oil and leaf juice can be used in beauty products, which helps to reduce wrinkles and acne. Sri Lanka has perfect climate conditions and fertile land to grow cannabis when compared with the many countries in the world. But we should not forget, in some other countries in Asia, Africa also has similar climate and weather conditions. Therefore, before it is too late, President Gotabaya Rajapaksa and his government should make a wise decision to attract the global market. This is a market that is set to be worth over $1 trillion in the next decade. Despite experts' views about the benefits of legalizing cannabis, the government has been reluctant to do it and encouraging people to use legal alcohol and tobacco, since it is one of the best sources of government income, disregarding the serious harmful effects on the consumers. Excessive drinking of alcohol and smoking tobacco cause heart attacks, liver problems, cancer, etc. The government has convincing evidence from the experts and published research reports and enough support for various pressure groups, including the Ayurveda experts, to legalize it confidently. Therefore, it is time for President Gotabaya Rajapaksa to make a wise decision for the country and its people before it is not too late not to lose the market opportunity. Some countries in Asia are already ahead of us, like India and Thailand. In addition to medical cannabis, the government can also consider legalizing the farming for recreational purpose, focusing on the export market, as many countries have decriminalized marijuana for recreational purposes. Modern technologies and surveillance systems can be used effectively to prevent people abusing the farming and productions. Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa, briefing Parliament on October 2020, said, "Our government is considering the requests for legalizing cannabis. The government has taken more than enough time to consider it and should not postpone making a right decision if we were to overcome the recession." All right, thank you guys. Talking about Sri Lanka here on Smoke News Radio, episode 81, with your host Jason Brodsky. Next we have from ITV.com. How Britain's crown dependencies plan to cash in on cannabis, eh? Written by Charlie Bylis. How Britain's crown dependencies plan to cash in on cannabis. Written by Charlie Bayliss. Just miles off the coast of the United Kingdom, Britain's crown dependencies smell opportunity in the air. Typically known for their tax-friendly regulation as an outpost for wealthy entrepreneurs, the Isle of Man, Jersey, and Guernsey have all introduced new legislation allowing for easier investment in a new and emerging market, medicinal cannabis cultivation. In January, the Isle of Man's Parliament approved plans to sell licenses to grow and export cannabis for medicinal use. As a crown dependency, like both Guernsey and Jersey, it is self-governing, meaning it does not need to wait for the permission from the United Kingdom government. Enterprise Minister Lawrence Skelly said new regulations on cannabis cultivation had been a, quote, long time coming. He's hoping the island can steal a march on the United Kingdom. Quoted, "We want to make sure it, medicinal cannabis that is a high quality product. So we're at the top end of the market and we're attracting the right investment. We've put the framework in place and already the interest has been fantastic. All we've done is manage to accelerate things, but competition will come along, whether from the United Kingdom or elsewhere. What we'll try to do is carve out a niche market that's at the high end of the market. We're a small nation, but we're a diverse economic community." Dozens of firms, both overseas and locally, have inquired about setting up on the island. One local entrepreneur is already planning to build a 150,000 square foot indoor premises to grow medicinal cannabis. Other firms could also be up and running as early as this year. Mr. Skelly goes on to say, If we need to create legislation which suits an industry that we think will benefit us, we'll do that. The regulation is key to our success. Mr. Skelly said one firm had inquired about setting up inside the Isle of Man's airport technology gateway, connecting it to the island's freeport. In turn, this would mean the business would not pay import, export, and excise duty, helping to reduce costs and make it more competitive. Freeports were a key policy pledge at the budget earlier this year, but the Isle of Man has had an operating freeport for several decades, making it an attractive position for businesses looking to enter the market now while saving on costs. Mr. Skelly goes on to say, as I see it, it's another opportunity to facilitate easy access and low-level bureaucracy to enable businesses to do what they do well. The big one cannabis firm we've got is specifically designed to be in what we call the Airport Technology Gateway, which, as the name suggests, is right next to our airport, so you can export this far and wide very quickly. I would suggest it's a logistics benefit more than anything else. I think one of the key elements in the United Kingdom was to avoid import taxes if you operate out of a free port. Jersey is also trying to establish itself in an emerging market, issuing its first licenses for the commercial growing of medicinal cannabis, the first of its kind in the Channel Islands. Economic Development Minister Lyndon Farnham hailed the move as the birth of a new economic sector for the island. Senator Farnham said it will have an important economic impact, driving high-value economic diversification, creating jobs, encouraging inward investment, and generating tax new revenues to support economic recovery. And goes on to say, I see the island's growing medicinal cannabis sector as the ideal base for companies across the world looking to expand into the European market. Jersey is perfectly placed to be part of a new industry that is about the provision of medicine, innovative cutting-edge science, high-value agriculture, the creation of intellectual property, and global regulation, he told the Jersey Evening Post. Northleaf was awarded a license to grow cannabis for medicinal use in Jersey earlier this year. It became only the second company to be granted a United Kingdom license for commercial marijuana cultivation after GW Pharmaceuticals, which was first granted its permit in 1998. Meanwhile, in Guernsville, ministers issued clarification on potential proceeds of criminal acts POCA conflicts designed to make it easier for people and businesses looking to invest in medicinal cannabis production. If a United Kingdom-based person or company invested in a medicinal cannabis firm which also had a recreational cannabis arm to its businesses, such as in the United States or Canada, where both are legal, they could face a prison term or heavy fine, as any dividends could be classed up precedes of crime, as recreational cannabis remains illegal in the United Kingdom. But under the new guidance and currency, firms can invest in recreational cannabis if it is lawful in the country of origin. Robert Yappy, a partner at the Inkey Gordon Dads, said, "The Crown dependencies are taking the lead in creating favorable regulatory environments for cannabis businesses to operate in by providing detailed guidance on compliance requirements. They have become increasingly desirable jurisdictions for cannabis companies. The licensing regimes are well structured and the regulators are supportive." Meanwhile, on the mainland, the United Kingdom remains a big player in the global market, exporting more medicinal cannabis than anywhere else in the world. However, new entrants claim that the Home Office, which signs off on cultivation licenses, is reluctant to help develop an emerging market. GW Pharmaceuticals and its suppliers retain a tight grip on the market, and it is one of the only firms allowed to grow cannabis strong enough for medicinal use. A Home Office spokesperson said, "Companies wishing to cultivate cannabis require Home Office-controlled drug licenses to lawfully undertake these activities. The Home Office Drugs and Firearms Licensing Unit operate a robust proportionate licensing regime which permits cannabis cultivation for lawful purposes. The licensing regime exists to protect the public by enabling safe and lawful access to drug materials, whilst preventing diversion of drugs or their unlawful or unsafe use." Ant Lehane, head of communications at Volteface, an advocacy organization which seeks to reduce the harm drugs pose to individuals and society, said, "Legal sovereignty post-Brexit simplifies many of the previously complex issues, such as policy related to hemp and the extraction of CBD. Volteface will be providing the solutions to these issues in our upcoming report, Pleasant Lands." Quoted, "The fact that novel foods legislation kicks in later this month, legal clarity primes the United Kingdom to take a march on the EU and make the United Kingdom the European hub for cultivation, extraction, investment, and export. Medicinal cannabis is becoming an increasingly attractive market for businesses across the world, as many more research is carried out into how medicinal cannabis could help treat multiple conditions, from everything from cancer and Crohn's disease to epilepsy and glaucoma. Venture capital firms are increasingly attracted by the high growth potential in the market. Worldwide, global medicinal cannabis market size was valued at 5.64 in 2020, I'm Mark Group, a leading management strategy group, estimated the market is expected to grow by 15.3% from 21 to 2026. But the United Kingdom could have a fight on their hands. The Head Start Britain's crown dependencies have got over the United Kingdom, coupled with added benefits of 0% corporation tax, could prove too enticing to pass up. All right, thank you. You're listening to Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky. Next, from edtimes.in, stoners rejoice as Thailand plans to make cannabis a part of the mainstream. From Siam Legal International, Thailand became the first country in Southeast Asia to legalize medical marijuana in 2018. Its use for recreational purposes is still banned. In Thailand, cannabis has been used for traditional medicine purposes. The herb was legal up until the 1930s and widely used for traditional Thai medicine. Unfortunately, due to international pressure, Thailand started to prohibit the use of cannabis and introduced some of its first anti-drug laws. Almost 90 years later, cannabis is legal in Thailand, but for medicinal use only. In 2019, the Thailand Narcotics Act was amended to allow the cannabis for medicinal and research purposes. Recently, Thailand permitted the use of cannabis for research as well as cultivation and processing of the plant. Although recreational use of cannabis is still considered illegal, any flowers and seeds yielded from the crop grown at homes must be sent to state medical facilities as they remain in the country's criminal code due to their high levels of psychoactive compounds. The rest of the marijuana, including leaves, branches, and fiber, as well as hemp plants, have been decriminalized and allowed to be used in food and cosmetic products since last December. Possession and use of the herb are only permitted providing one has the appropriate license or a doctor's prescription. A few sectors of the government have access to the plant, as well as medical patients, agriculturalists, and others who have been granted official permits. Recreational use and unlicensed possession may result in imprisonment and other additional penalties. Since cannabis became legal for medicinal use, the number of illegal recreational users skyrocketed due to the easier access to the plant. Medicinal cannabis products, though officially available to prescribe patients only, became readily available to teenagers after cannabis was legalized for medicinal purposes. Now, Thai households can grow 6 pots of cannabis each to supplement their income, the nation's health minister said, as the first country in the eastern region to legalize medical marijuana, further eased rules to promote the crop's commercial use. Families may come together and form communities to grow marijuana and supply the crop to public hospitals and state facilities, or use them to make food and cosmetic products as a fresh revenue source, added Thailand's deputy premier and Health Minister Atin Shavrukul in a statement on Friday. Import and export of cannabis products aren't currently permitted, with few exceptions. The government-approved growers can import cannabis seeds from the Netherlands, and tourists can import their own medical supply of cannabis. Tourists on cannabis therapy need to apply for special permission to import, providing their medical prescription. Importation of cannabis is illegal, although a certain part that comes from the legal production that falls under Narcotics Schedule 5 can be imported under certain circumstances. But the importation of the bark, trunk, fiber, branch, or other parts of cannabis stipulated in the announcement remains illegal unless one obtains a specific license from the government. Thailand isn't exporting any weed or cannabis-related products at the time. Due to the current shortage in supply, however, several countries in the region expressed their interest in high-quality medical cannabis. Hopefully, Thailand will soon start and legalize exportation of weed. Since January 29th, individuals interested in producing, selling, or owning cannabis and hemp can register for certain parts of the plants that are due to be removed from the TARP 5 narcotics list. A variety of savory dishes, including pizza, capro, cow yum, and drinks, can be made using cannabis as an ingredient. Individuals, legal entities, government offices, community enterprises, and companies will be able to register to use the legal parts of cannabis and hemp for medicinal purposes in textile, pharmaceutical, and cosmetic industries too. From January 29th, this is part of the government's policy to promote hemp and cannabis as a new cash crop. In Bangkok, registration applications will be received at the office of the FDA, while in other provinces, each application will be received and processed by provincial public health offices. It has been advised by Prakakrong Kwakao, a traditional medicine expert, that six groups of people should avoid consuming food or drinks with marijuana. They are people with liver or kidney problems, heart disease patients, people aged below 25, pregnant women, breastfeeding mothers, and people taking medicines that have stimulant effects. Irrespective of the negative impacts, there are about 1,000 benefits that we can obtain from marijuana. Hence, all the other nations should soon follow the footsteps of Thailand and legalize the use of marijuana, at least for medicinal purposes. And if people also bring it into the mainstream. But being a youngster myself, I won't trust myself with unregulated legalization of weed. Hence, regulated legalization is definitely a wise choice. Smoke News Radio, your host Jason Brodsky. Next from KVIA.com, marijuana legalization bill passed by New Mexico lawmakers, sent to governor for her signature. Written by ABC News, Associated Press. The measure was being sent to a supportive Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham for her signature, as New Mexico was set to become the latest state to legalize marijuana. The state Senate voted 22 to 15 Wednesday night to endorse a House-approved legalization bill. A short time later, the House met very briefly for concurrence with some Senate amendments. The bill levies new taxes on recreational cannabis sales and closely regulates business licenses and production, which will be allowed to begin in March 2022. ABC affiliate KOAT Action Karate reported that it includes the following provisions. Recreational cannabis will be legal in 2022. There will be a maximum 20% tax on it. The state will regulate sellers. There will be no limits on the amount of licenses issued. People who have been convicted of possessing it for personal use will have their criminal record expunged. Eventually, there will be a cap on the number of plants sellers can grow. The recreational cannabis bill also includes a provision barring current members of the state lawmakers from obtaining licenses as cannabis producers until July 2026. A companion measure would automatically erase some marijuana convictions and reconsider criminal sentences for about 100 prisoners. The House voted 38-32 to approve the Democratic-sponsored bill. Several House Democrats joined Republicans in opposition. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham called a special session of the legislature to legalize recreational cannabis for adults 21 and older after time ran out during a regular annual legislative session. Additional vetting of the House-approved bill and a competing Republican proposal takes place before an unusual committee meeting of the entire Democrat-led Senate, leaving the door open to rewriting or merging the bills. Democratic State Representative Javier Martinez of Albuquerque says the United States of America is in the midst of a sea of change when it comes to this. This bill begins to repair the harms of prohibition, said Javier, who has ushered legalization bills four times to House endorsements without final approval. Martinez's initiative was stripped of several provisions for economic support to communities ravaged by the criminalization of marijuana and tough policing, but it retains low-cost licenses for small pot producers as a measure of equity, and past drug convictions would not necessarily disqualify people from operating a cannabis business. A companion bill would automatically erase pot convictions and reconsider sentences for about 100 prisoners. The state Senate passed that expungement bill Wednesday in a 22-14 vote. It is expected to pass the House. Under the Democrat-sponsored proposal, people serving jail time for marijuana-related offenses would have their cases reviewed by corrections officials within a month of the bill going into effect. State agencies have roughly a year to identify, vet, and expunge minor cannabis convictions from legal records and background checks. A half dozen other states have moving forward with legalization of recreational marijuana in recent months. Legalization was approved by ballot initiatives in Arizona, Montana, and South Dakota, and New Jersey during November elections. This year, legislatures in Virginia and New York have approved broad legalization. Proponents of legalization in New Mexico hope to attract cannabis tourism from Texas and Oklahoma. Luan Grisham has hailed the industry's potential to create jobs and bring a stable new source of revenue. Proposals would eliminate taxes on medical marijuana and impose an initial excise tax on recreational pot sales of 12% that would rise to 18% over time. That's on top of current gross receipts on sales that range from roughly 5% to 9%. All right, let's jump to, where did that go? Possession of up to 2 ounces, 57 grams of marijuana would cease to be a crime, and people would be allowed 6 plants at home or up to 12 per household. People convicted of minor marijuana offenses wouldn't need to hire a lawyer to get a clean slate under the expungement bill. Bill sponsor Senator Katie Doohan of Albuquerque said, "We don't want to put a burden on the individual to file the lawsuit, to pay the filing fee to hire a lawyer, to get rid of something from the record that we see as a state are saying is no longer a crime." Her bill also limits the extent to which employers and professional licensing boards could prevent hires because of convictions, including crimes not related to pot. Employers can still ban marijuana consumption, but employees under the reform proposals, clashing with Democrats, Republican House lawmakers insisted that legalization would increase youth access to marijuana. State Representative Greg Nimmer of Roswell implored House Democrats to allow communities to turn away marijuana businesses. Local governance cannot ban the industry, but would regulate where and when marijuana businesses can operate under all proposed legislation. Deliberations touched on lingering concerns about public health and marijuana use. The regulatory framework bill from State Representative Javier Martinez of Albuquerque would create licensed cannabis consumption areas that might double as entertainment venues and alleviate legal problems for marijuana users in federally subsidized housing or other circumstances where marijuana use is restricted. Public health groups, including the American Heart Association, said the consumption areas could undermine hard-fought efforts to ensure clean indoor air by state statute and expose cannabis workers to contaminants in secondhand marijuana smoke or vapor. Manish Sita, on behalf of the association, says, we strongly encourage this body to reconsider and abolish any cannabis consumption areas in the bill. Providing marijuana to children would remain a felony, and businesses that sell to people under 21 risk license suspension or revocation. New Mexico legislators in the Republican minority are calling the special session on inappropriate public expense in the midst of the pandemic, and an affront to Christians in the midst of Holy Week celebrations that precede Easter. Republican Representative James Strickler of Farmington said that a majority of New Mexicans are not that fired up about recreational marijuana. GOP Senator Cliff Pirtle of Roswell has introduced a competing proposal for regulating recreational marijuana that emphasizes low taxes. Thank you. You're listening to Smoke News Radio, episode 81. Next, from NewYorkTimes.com, with your host, Jason Brodsky. New York legalizes recreational marijuana. Trying to move to racial equity, written by Louis Ferris Sunduri. We'll be able to get part of the way into this one. So, let's get it on the roll. Okay. After years of stalled attempts, New York State has legalized the use of recreational marijuana, enacting a robust program that will reinvest millions of dollars of tax revenues from cannabis in minority communities ravaged by the decades-long war on drugs. Governor Andrew N. Cuomo signed the cannabis legislation on Wednesday, a day after the state legislature passed the bill following hours of debate among lawmakers in Albany. New York became the 15th state to legalize the recreational use of cannabis, positioning itself to quickly become one of the largest markets of legal cannabis in the nation, and one of the few states where legalization is directly tied to economic and racial equity. Previous attempts to legalize marijuana were stymied over disagreements on how the tax revenue from sales would be distributed. Democratic lawmakers, especially those who are non-white, insisted that a large portion of the money be earmarked for communities where Black and Latino people have been arrested on marijuana charges in disproportionate numbers. The governor wanted to retain more control over how the money was spent. The lawmakers prevailed. 40% of the tax revenue from pot sales will be steered to those communities, the people convicted of marijuana-related offenses that are no longer criminalized will have their records automatically expunged. The law also seeks to allow people with past convictions and those involved in illicit cannabis market to participate in the new legal market. Crystal D. People Stokes, the Democratic Majority Leader in the Assembly, who sponsored the bill, said on the floor of the lower chamber, "Unlike any other state in America, this legislation is intentional about equity Equity is not a second thought. It's the first one. It needs to be, because the people who paid the price for this war on drugs have lost so much. Individuals are now allowed to possess up to 3 ounces of cannabis for recreational purposes, or 24 grams of concentrated forms of the drugs, such as oils. New Yorkers are permitted to smoke cannabis in public wherever smoking tobacco is allowed, through localities, and a new state agency could create regulations to more strictly control smoking cannabis in public. Smoking cannabis, however, is not permitted in schools, workplaces, or inside a car. In New York City, it will be banned in parks, beaches, boardwalks, pedestrian plazas, and playgrounds, where tobacco smoking is also banned. Smoking is generally permitted on sidewalks in the city. Other changes will go into effect in the coming months when officials create the regulatory framework that will govern every aspect of a brand new, highly regulated market. People, for example, will eventually be able to have cannabis delivered to their homes, use cannabis products at lounge-like consumption sites, and cultivate up to 6 plants at a home for personal use. Dispensaries won't open until more than a year from now, and localities could opt out of allowing such businesses. The recreational market is expected to eventually generate $350 million in yearly tax revenue and billions of dollars in annual sales. The new business and thousands of new jobs are on tap for the cultivation, distribution, and sale of the drug. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Smoke News Radio. Thank you for listening. Your host, Jason Brodsky. Come back. Check me out next week. Have a beautiful time. Take it away, Jack.
A billion people died on the news tonight, but not so many cried at the devil's side. Well, Mama said, it's just make-believe. Can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullabies on the news tonight.
90 seconds.
Who decided that it would be alright to put the music behind the Mama said, you can't believe everything you hear. The diegetic world is so unclear. So baby, close your ears on the news
60
tonight.
Seconds.
On the news tonight. The unobtrusive tones on the news tonight. Why don't the newscasters cry when they read about people who died? At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eyes. Mama said, it's just make believe. Can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes.
10 seconds.